Thank you again for listening to Doers of the Word. James chapter 1 verse 22 says from the New Living Translation, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. Dear Heavenly Father God, we come to you in prayer, asking you for your anointing, for your blessing, and your mercy and grace upon us as we read and listen to your word, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask, Lord God, that you will bless all those who listen and heed the word of God. I pray that those listening to this message today will heed it, Lord God. I pray that your favor and your anointing and your mercy and grace be upon all those who hear this message, Father God, as you give me the words to speak. Father God, I'm just a vessel and an instrument that you're using as I speak and come to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you bless all those, Father God, who have a hunger and a thirst to read your word and do your word, Father God. And you bless all those who sincerely are seeking you and wanting to know and do your will. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Open your Bible to Titus chapter 3, and we are going to continue the message titled, Follow the Leader. As children, we used to play this game called Follow the Leader. Whatever the leader did in this game, we were supposed to imitate and mimic and follow. Today, God is sending leaders of all shapes, size, color, races, those who are God's messengers to send out his word to the nations, the gospel of Christ, so ones can come and listen and really truly heed and follow the word of God. In Titus chapter 3, we are going to continue on what a leader should and should not be in respect to Christ, Lord Jesus, and God using those messengers, those leaders, to help ones to know and to really come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and follow the Lord Jesus Christ as the leaders follow Christ. Reading from the Message Bible, remind the people to respect the government and be law-abiding, always ready to lend a helping hand. No insults, no fights. God's people should be big-hearted and courteous. We see here that Paul is writing to Titus saying to remind the people to respect the government and to be law-abiding, always ready to lend a helping hand. No insults, no fighting. God's people should be big-hearted and courteous. Believers, followers of God, will be law-abiding to the laws of the land. However, when the law of the land, instituted by man, is against the law of God, then Christians, true believers, followers, and doers of the word of God will follow the law of God, the commandments of God, the statutes of God. Let's go to Daniel chapter 3 for a great example of people standing up for God's commandments and statutes and being obedient to God. In Daniel chapter 3, starting verse 1, King Nebuchadnezzar made a gold statue 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then he sent messengers to the high officers, officials, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the provincial officials to come to the dedication of the statue he has set up. Verse 3, so all these officials came and stood before the statue King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. As we continue to read in Daniel chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar ordered all the races and nations and languages, all the people, to listen to King's command. And when they heard this sound of the horn, flute, harps and pipes and other musical instruments, they were supposed to bow down to the ground to worship King Nebuchadnezzar's gold statue. Anyone who refuses to obey will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace. So the test came to the children of God. So at the sound of the musical instruments, reading from verse 7 from the New Living Translation of Daniel chapter 3, all the people, whatever their race or nation or language, bowed to the ground and worshiped the gold statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Verse 8, but some of the astrologers went to the king and informed on the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, long live the king! You issue a decree requiring all the people to bow down and worship the gold statue when they hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and other musical instruments. Verse 11, that decree also states that those who refuse to obey must be thrown into a blazing furnace. Verse 12, but there are some Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whom you have put in charge of the province of Babylon. They pay no attention to you, your majesty. They refuse to serve your gods and do not worship the gold statue you have set up. Now, God just showed me something as I was reading this just now. Go to verse 12. It says now, but there are some Jews, meaning that some of the Jews actually bow down and worship Nebuchadnezzar's gold image and worship Nebuchadnezzar's gods. Because it said in verse 12 that some Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they are the Jews that stood out and did not serve the gods of Nebuchadnezzar, did not worship the gold statue that Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Lord Jesus, have mercy on our souls. When Nebuchadnezzar found out that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not worship his gods and did not bow down to his golden statue image, he was in a rage. He had a emotional rage of anger. So let's read on in Daniel chapter 3 about what Nebuchadnezzar did. Of course, most people know the story, but those of you who do not, in Daniel chapter 3, it says here that Nebuchadnezzar was so furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that his face became distorted with rage. He commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Then he ordered some of the strongest men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So they tied them up, threw them into the furnace, fully dressed in their pants, turbans, robes, and other garments. And because the king in his anger had demanded such a hot fire in the furnace, the flames killed the soldiers as they threw the 3 men in. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, securely tied, fell into the roaring flames. As we go on in Daniel chapter 3, we realize that God sent the Son of Man to be in the flames with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to protect them from the fiery furnace, the raging fire. Nebuchadnezzar saw this and ordered the men out to come out of the fire. And in verse 28, Nebuchadnezzar said, praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel to rescue his servants who trusted in him. They defied the king's command and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Let's go back to Titus chapter 3 and continue reading in verse 2. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone, should be humble to everyone. Verse 3, once we too were foolish and disobedient. We were misled and became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of evil and envy, and we hated each other. But when God our Savior revealed his kindness and love, he saved us not because of the righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Because of His grace, He declared us righteous and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to insist on these teachings so that all who trust in God will devote themselves to doing good. These teachings are good and beneficial for everyone. Do not get involved in foolish discussions about spiritual pedigrees or in quarrels and fights about obedience to Jewish laws. These things are useless and a waste of time. If people are causing divisions among you, give a first and second warning. After that, have nothing more to do with them, for people like that have turned away from the truth and their own sins condemn them. Paul says here in God's Word, the Holy Bible, to Titus that believers should submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient, always ready to do what is good. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Also, if we go back to Titus chapter 3 and reading from verses 4 to 8, it brings out that we are saved by God's mercy and grace. He washed away our sins, given us a new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. It says God is generously pouring out the Spirit upon us through Christ Jesus, our Savior. Also, it says that because of His grace, God's grace, He, God, is declaring us righteous and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. So, as believers, followers, and doers of the Word of God, we will be obedient to the government's, the law of the land, unless it goes against God's law, like we read in Daniel chapter 3. It's going to come a day where we're going to have to choose whether we're going to serve the Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and be obedient to His commandments and statutes, or are we going to follow man's laws that goes against God's laws? God is going to test the hearts of His people to see if they truly love Him and want to serve Him and do His will. Heavenly Father God, I pray that You give boldness and courage and strength and grace and mercy and anointing and power and favor and blessings among all those who are listening to this Word of God, that they will have courage and boldness to follow the true Word of God, to obey Your commandments and statutes, and to be an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Amen. Doers of the Word Bible Fellowship. For more information, you may call us at 678-523-2634 or go online to our website at butterflyjourney.tripod.com. Again, that's butterflyjourney.tripod.com. May the Lord God bless you, keep you, protect you, provide for you, guide and direct and lead you. May His favor and grace, may His love, His angels surround and protect you as you go through the day or the evening. I pray that anyone who listened to this message, who sincerely want to know You, will come to You, Father God, come to know who You are, that they will want to serve You and be Your servant as You are our Lord and our Master and our Savior and our King. God, You gave us everything, and we just love You, and we give all the glory, honor, and praise to Almighty God. Amen. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, while on others Thou art calling. Do not pass me by, Savior, hear my humble cry, while on others Thou are calling. Do not pass me by.